Spin 103.8. You're welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. I'm joined now, I was going to say on the stage, it's kind of a stage. Doug Ledden is with me now, mental health activist. Hello, Doug.
Hey, Lauren, how are you?
Good. I mentioned Nikki Hayes earlier on and the fact that she worked with us in Spin. You did as well. I always forget that.
A little bit, yeah.
Former here. Spinny.
Spinny, yeah, with bleach blonde hair. Awful look. It was a bad look.
A lot of people will know you, Doug, from your video that went live on YouTube back in April 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
And anyone who knew you before that video went live probably had no idea of what was going on with Doug.
Not a clue.
Anyone who met that bleach blonde haired spinny on the street wouldn't have known what was going on. Yeah. How long had you been living with depression, Doug?
It probably started when I was about 12 or 13. 14 was probably the first time I wanted to take my life. When I started getting suicidal thoughts. And then kind of 14, 15 is where I went to get professional help and seek professional help. And I had an eating disorder. And that was really kind of the start of it all. My parents finding out that I was making myself sick on purpose led me to St. John of God's, which led me to various different doctors and psychologists, and ultimately being put on medication and being treated by doctors for about 10 or 12 years.
So. And like so many of our guests here today, this is all threaded throughout your normal life. You're still going to work. You're still hanging out with your friends. You're still acting like everything is okay. What's that pressure like to make everything look all right and tell everyone that you're grand?
That was probably the hardest thing, was lying to everybody. That you'd wake up and you'd take a tablet every morning, but you'd hide that tablet in maybe a vitamin C box because you didn't want your friends to come over to the house and see that you were taking an antidepressant. And every single day you're putting on a brave face, but deep down you wanted nothing more than to just be gone from the world. And you had no reason really for feeling like it, and you couldn't explain it, which meant you didn't think you could explain it to any of the lads growing up as a young boy in Ireland. It was really difficult for me. I felt like I was unique, that no one else had this feeling, whereas in reality so many other people suffer what I suffered. And growing up, you're told to man up and big boys don't cry. And that's a difficult thing to be constantly told when you're feeling so down on yourself. And that makes it really hard to open up and talk about it to your friends and your peers.
So what was the point for you that you were just like, I can't do this anymore. I need to tell people, whether it's Facebook or Twitter or YouTube, whatever I've got to do, I've got to tell people what's going on.
I was at a funeral of a friend whose brother took his life in March, end of March, and a lot of people were talking afterwards and saying, if only we knew, or God, I had no idea what was going on. And I remember getting into the car in Rathmines and driving back to Galway where I work and just crying the whole way there, thinking, I'm part of that problem, I'm part of that statistic that of these young men and women that take their lives and no one knows about it. In Ireland, I think it's over 400 people took their lives in 2016. That's a scary number. It's over one a day. And just so many people don't talk about it and open up, and I didn't want to be one of those people.
So back to that night in April when you posted the video, so open and so honest about what had been going on with you. What did you think would happen?
I had no idea. I just wanted my friends to know, and my family.
A few people might share this on Facebook. That'll be it.
Yeah. It took me about an hour to click post or publish. I just wanted my friends to know. It was such a massive burden on my shoulders that, and my psychologist and myself had worked up about telling one person, then telling two, and then telling three. So I told one person, and I was like, oh, that was actually kind of easy. Because he'd been through similar situations, and that was a bit of a shock for me, but it was comforting. And so I thought maybe one or two or three people it would resonate with them, and that would be fine. And so I didn't want to do half measures. I don't really do half measures. It's full on with me. So I thought, screw it, I'll put it up on Facebook. That way, everybody's seen it. There's no Chinese whispers. I can look at everybody in the face. I can deal with people in work and know that they know what I've been going through, and that I'm not lying to anybody anymore like I have done for 10 or 12 years.
How do you feel looking back at that now and the millions of people that have seen and shared your story?
Honestly, amazing. It was scary. What ended up happening was, not only did it help me, I got so many messages from young kids, adults, and everything in between saying how much it helped them and how it's maybe saved their life. And I think it was just a fantastic thing to do. It opened up my world and introduced me to amazing people, such as guys in Pieta House. And ultimately, it's given me another crutch to lean on when I need to.
I met you for the first time about 6 months after the video. And I remember saying to you, just kind of the pressure I think some people might feel under to put it on Facebook or to talk, because it's not what everyone might be comfortable doing. And it's not, you know, a magic wand to opening up and sharing it. And you get an awful lot of Facebook likes. And we spoke that day about how easy it might be to see. Well, Doug's fine now. He got millions of likes on Facebook. Everything's going to be grand. It's still a battle.
It is a battle. It's a battle every day. And I think Brian mentioned it earlier in his interview that there's no magic wand. There's no cure. You're not going to take one pill and then you're fine for the rest of your life. I'm on medication every single day. I don't hide that. That helps me. It might not help others, but it definitely helps me. I go to a psychologist. I also go to a psychotherapist. So that's two people every month that I go to see. So, yeah, a video helped me. But that was only one step of mm-hmm. my journey. It was only that one little small step that I needed to take to help me become a better, to start loving myself, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Is that hard?
Yeah, it's really difficult.
Because it's, like I said, it's one thing that you do, and I'm going to speak to Nikki about this with her book, about her book later on, is that you write the book, but you still have to get up in the morning and you still have to live your life and keep going. And it can be very easy from the outside to be like, isn't Doug great now? He's a mental health activist and, you know, he's doing all these wonders. Is it hard for you when you hear other people's stories, when people come to you and think, well, you do this thing and you're great, so I'm going to tell you, like, for you to take on other people's issues, is that difficult?
It is difficult. I always listen. I'll never give advice that's not my area. That's for the guys like Pieta House. Mm-hmm. But I don't mind hearing the stories. It's a little bit comforting to know that I am not the only person that's felt like that. Yeah. At the time, it was tough because I wasn't expecting it, so I had to get my headspace around that. But having open conversations with friends and some of the guys in Pieta House, like Kat, really helped me to learn to deal with it a lot better. And yes, the first couple of months were hard, but after that, I took great comfort in it, and I still do.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's something so many people have spoken to me about today, is learning the tools and how to use them, and, you know, how the next thing that comes along or something, you know, that's hard, a difficult day, you're better prepared for it.
100%. Like, I'm going to be better every single day when I continue doing this.
Doug, you're just incredible, and we wish you every success for the future. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks for having us.
Doug Ledden, everyone. He's just amazing.